Hi, family, and welcome to Jordan's Journey Podcast, your number one resource to help you grow in life and in faith. I'm your host, Jordan Thorpe, where we talk all things your journey to becoming who God is calling you to be. So if you're ready to learn and grow along your journey, stay tuned. Hi, family. Welcome to another episode of What's Your Journey? I'm Jordan Thorpe.
And I am Demia Long.
And we are back with another episode. And as I said in our last episode, today we are going to be talking about the hurt, the pain that goes along when you are on the journey of becoming who God has called you to be. Because you may experience some hurt, some pain, and I don't think we talk about that enough. So I just want to provide an open forum. And I found a great scripture here. It's Matthew 16:25, and it reads, "For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it." So whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me. So you will lose some things, because it said whoever loses their life for me will find it. So you have to lose to gain.
Right.
And sometimes you got to lose some things to gain something greater.
Right. And like she said, no one talks about that enough.
Yeah.
To know that once you do make the transition to living for God and dying of self,
yeah,
that it does not mean, let me emphasize, does not mean that your life is now easy street, and that trials and tribulations don't come to you. It does not mean that.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like the enemy now throws more things at you
because
it is now meant to throw you off the path that you were on as you're getting more into God's word. So you have to be prepared for that. And we really do people disservice without really having that conversation and letting them know that now that you are on this road of getting closer to God and dying of self, you're
going to be attacked, but
and a magnet.
But it's okay, because it says no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So they're going to be attacked, but it doesn't mean that they're going to prosper against your life. So you have to understand that, because you are aware and you are awoke to who you are advancing the kingdom, you're doing what God is calling you to do, you are a target for the enemy. See, when you were out in the world and drunk out your mind, they're like, okay, we don't need to mess. She's already on a road to destruction. Okay, so we don't need any distractions for her.
Right.
She's a distraction to her own self. Okay.
No work there to be done.
Exactly.
She's going on her own for us.
But when you are awake and you are the light and the dark, and you know you are, and you're living for God, there are going to be attacks, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So you have to understand that Jesus said that I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword, okay? But a sword. So what do you need a sword for? You need a sword for when you're in battle, okay? For when you're fighting. So it's a battle against your flesh, against who you are becoming.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fight. You have to fight for who you really are. So when you're on this journey, you're going to lose some things. You're going to sacrifice some things. And you're going to have to fight to become who God is calling you to be.
Right. And just speaking on some of the losses or the hurt that I experienced. You know, I've always had a walk with God, but you know, just sometimes doing what you want, doing what you got, you know, what God, you think God wants you to do. So about a couple years ago, I got really deep into the church, going to Bible study, going to church about 3 or 4 times a week, and really volunteering and having my...
So like doing all the right things.
All the right things, right?
Yeah.
And it came to a point where I was just like, God, I would love some Christian friends. I would love someone who wants to be celibate and, you know, to explore a relationship like that and just live in the purpose that you want for me. So he gave me those things, or, you know, those things that appeared, right? And then a weird coincidence, those things were taken away all at the same time as well. That was really hard for me to deal with. And because
what makes you think, why were those things taken away from you?
I'm not really 100% sure, but if I had to really sit down and really think about it, it would be that you don't get enjoyment out of those things. You get enjoyment from me, from God, you know? Yes, you ask for these things, but that doesn't mean that those things are good for you, you know?
Right.
That person that I was, it was a very temporary dating situation, but, you know, that person wasn't for me. You know, they had other things that I wanted, but that doesn't mean that that was a good person for me. So it's really keeping your eye on God and really knowing that He's sufficient enough. And then it also could have been a test where here you are, you've been doing all these things, the right things to do, right? Mm-hmm. I give you the things that you asked for, and as soon as I take them away, you throw a tantrum, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what I was supposed to do. Not run away from God. I was supposed to pull closer to Him and tell Him, I understand there is some reason that you're taking it away from me, and I am okay with that, because as long as I have you, that's all that's needed. That's all that's sufficient.
And that's good, because a lot of times God will remove things that we're too dependent on.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are on the journey of following God and becoming who God has called you to be, you're going to experience some loss, because the first thing He's going to do, I remember going to counseling, and it was Christian counseling, and the counselor said, what do you desire? Put three things. And no one has ever asked me that. That was really the start of my journey, because I never really knew what I wanted for myself. I was told what I needed, but I never really thought about it for myself. So he said, what do you desire? And my first thing that I wrote down in my journal, I said, I desire to have an intimate relationship with God. I kid you not, the next week, I lost my job. I lost my long-term boyfriend at the time. I lost the close relationships, the family members, and it was just me and God. And that was the start of Jordan's journey, of me blogging, of the book and things, of walking into my purpose, of what I'm supposed to be doing. So you're going to lose some things, and it was painful. I cried. I locked myself in the bathroom. I cried, because I'm like, Lord, I'm going to Bible study. I'm doing all these things that you asked me to do. Like, I'm being celibate. Like, how could this happen to me? I'm finally doing things on the right track. So I cried. It was painful. And he said, you're too dependent. You're too dependent on all these things. Like, you think you still have your worth in this job, in this job title. You still have this worth in this man, and you still have this worth in where you live, and your worth is not in me. And I need you to know that is me. Like, I get the glory. Your worth is not in all these other things. So the first thing is that he's going to remove everything that you feel like you're most dependent on. And you're going to cry. And it's okay. Because you lost some things.
In addition to crying, what a lot of people do, unfortunately, is run away from God. So with my situation, that's exactly what I did, because I'm going to be honest with you, it was like a full-blown temper tantrum. So I was just like, well, if you're going to give me the things that I asked for and then just take them away, then what is the point of me even doing all of this? This is your fault. Why would you do this to me? And I've had it hard enough. When are you going to come through for me? You know, what about so-and-so? And you don't do, you know? And then that leads you into resentment, and then that leads you into thinking that you're going to do your own thing. And I did do my own thing, and I had my own repercussions for that. So that was hard. And trying to come back to God, even after acknowledging, okay, these things were my fault, and I could have did this a different way, you know, it still is a tender, you know, situation. It's still tender to me. So, you know, I am, you know, walking back to God and really trying to find my footing and really build back up that intimacy. But God knows your heart. He knows my heart. He knows, I know what happened. I know what decisions you made. I know how you felt about it, but I'm still here. I'm still here.
And that's so good, because a lot of times when we're in the mess and we don't really feel God, he's still there. Even when we don't feel him, even when we don't think he is, even in the mess, God is still at the center. And it's just up to us to be aware of his presence, because he never leaves. We're just unconscious.
Right. Right.
So it's about being conscious and aware that God is still with me. And because I know that he's with me, I'm going to be okay. I'm still alive. I may have lost some things along the way, but honey, what I gain from me surrendering and sacrificing my plans, God said, I came so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. So abundance is overflow. Abundance is more than what you can even think of or imagine. So as I mentioned before, you have to be willing and okay to let go, to lose some things. And it's okay to mourn. It's okay to hurt, because that's all you knew. But you got to wipe those tears and get up and take care of your father's business. Mm-hmm. Because what you gain from that is more than what you can even think of or imagine. And that's a promise. That's God's promise to us, to believers, to people who have sacrificed, to people who have lost something.
Right. And sometimes also too, we think that when we say to gain things or to be in abundance, that it means material things. And it doesn't have to mean that.
No.
You know, sometimes it can be as simple, but even more important, as learning the message from that mess.
Yeah.
And getting, now you've gained the knowledge to know what to do next time.
Yes.
And what to do better. So for me, when people were asking me, or when I'm like, oh, I'm blessed after that situation and whatever happened, and I'm like, okay, so what did you get? And I'm like, well, I didn't really get anything. But then after a while, I said, no, I did.
Right.
I did. Do you know how much knowledge I gained from that?
Yeah.
Do you know how much trust that I have in God because of that? Do you know how I know what to do when it happens, if it happens again, for that? And that alone is priceless. So if you're there, because I know if I was there, that means somebody else could be there. Or somebody's like, well, God's going to give you more. You know, you're over the hump now. So God, and I'm like, I still don't see this abundance that they were talking about. It's still the same around here, the same car, the same apartment. And I didn't ask for a house. I don't know how long ago. But, you know, sometimes the abundance is the knowledge. And it doesn't matter how small that seems to someone else.
Yeah.
That can be major for you, because you may come across it again. You don't have that same test. You get tested until what? You pass the test.
You got to pass.
Right.
And that's so good. I want to touch on that, because a lot of people feel like the abundance can be material.
Right.
Which it can be.
That was me.
It can be material. But when it's God, it usually starts on the inside. It's an inside out. So before anything you see manifest in the physical realm, it's going to start with you. So you have to do the work within yourself first. You have to start becoming. You have to start to heal. You have to start to forgive. You have to start to love. Those are the things that when you start doing that, then you'll start to see the manifest in the physical. But it starts within. It's an inside out abundance, okay? It starts with you. And also, as far as you mentioned about, what did you mention?
About the message, about the hurt, the knowledge.
The knowledge, and, okay, so that brings me to all things are working for our good, even the things that we think are bad. So on the journey to becoming who God is calling you to be, there's going to be a pruning process. where he has to mold you and develop you. So that may look like a loss. That may look like something that's painful. That may look like you losing jobs and friends, but it's part of the pruning process because he has to mold you and develop. He has to train you up. So, you know, you can't be feeling some type of way if somebody talks about you. However you want to speak the kingdom of God and you're upset if somebody leaves a negative comment. That's a part of the pruning mm-hmm. process. He has to mold you and develop you in the person who he's called you to be. So you got to be ready. You got to mm-hmm. be ready to put on the full armor of God and go into the battlefield.
Yeah, that's where that test is coming in.
Yeah, and you have to pass the test. If you do not pass these tests, you're going to keep going through the same test until you pass, until God brings you to the next level.
And I don't like taking tests more than one time. So I try to learn. I try to learn on that first. Now, some of us are hard-headed. There's been a couple tests for me that I'm just like, look, I got it now. So, you know, if we could just, like, you know, not go there again. But I know the test is going to come again because
What's that saying? New levels, new devils.
Mm-hmm.
So when you reach a new level, you're going to be confronted with something else that right. you're going to have to overcome
mm-hmm.
on each level. So you have to be strong enough mentally, physically, spiritually, in your word to know the promises you have that God has for you, so you can fight back with the word of God when you're being tested. So, and he can reveal to you, like, it's only a test.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Jordan, it's right. only a test. Calm right. down. It's a test.
Right. And then you're able to do it with a level head. You're able to do it without yes. emotions involved in it. And you're being simply led by the Spirit to be able to say, okay, this test looks familiar. I'm going to go ahead and do what I was supposed to do the first time and then be able to pass this test and move on.
Mm-hmm. So what were some of the things that you did to get over the pain, that some of the losses that you experienced on your journey?
Well, I had to experience the emotion. Mm-hmm. So I had to fully live in it instead of running from it.
Mm-hmm.
It was really just sitting there and feeling those feelings and validating them. Because that's what a lot of people like you to do, is to just put on your bigger underwear and keep on moving, you know? And it's like, no, sometimes that means you're stuffing it underneath a rug if you're not dealing with it. You know, if you're done dealing with it, then you go ahead and put your big undies on and then you keep going. But mm-hmm. you have to deal with those feelings. So that was number one for me. It was dealing with those feelings. Number two was being accountable for the decisions that I made. And then it was really getting closer to God and understanding why things happened the way they happened so that they wouldn't happen again.
Right.
And that was really, really important. So that if the test does come again, I'm able to pass it. So, for instance, I lost a 10-year friendship. And during that time, I did lose some friendships from the church as well. Those were not as long. They were like only like a year that long. But they still meant a lot to me, you know, yeah. no matter how small it was. And then I also felt at the time, well, not that I felt it happen, where, you know, Bible study stopped. We used to have groups that stopped. And it just became, well, things happen, you know, mm-hmm. and people get to make those decisions whether or not to be your friends anymore. And,
yeah.
Or situations happen and, mm-hmm. you know, a death of a friendship has to happen because it's for the betterment of you and or maybe that friend as well. And so for me in the future, I know not to hold so strongly to those things. Mm-hmm. I obviously value them. And I treat them as mm-hmm. such.
Yes.
But I know that it's not a tug of war between me and God when God is trying to let them go.
Yeah.
And it's understanding this is what it is for this time
yeah.
frame. And until God changes it to be otherwise, then this is how it will stay.
And that's so good because there's a scripture, which I will pull it up because I can't think about it, but you should see it. On the screen, and it's, do not be attached to anything we're in this world on a temporary pass. This is so temporary, very short compared to eternal life. Mm-hmm. So the Bible says, do not be attached to anything. The only thing we should be attached to is Him, the Holy Spirit. Because as long as we have Him and we're seeking God, seek ye first the kingdom of God, we have everything. We have everything you need. And if you don't have it, that means you don't need it. So that means you got to work with what you have.
Right.
But do not be attached, not even to your children. Even the children belong to God. Your parents, your job. Because on your journey, you don't know where God is taking you. And as you said, like I said, you value things. That doesn't mean we shouldn't value things or people or places that our journey takes us. But at the same time, when it's time to go, when God says, I need you to move, are you willing to move? When God told Abraham, I need you to pack up everything that you've known, leave your father's house, and go to a land that I will show you. Are you willing to move? Are you willing to pack up and move to where God is calling you to go? He didn't even tell him where Abraham was going. He just said, to a land I will show you. Do you trust God enough to even move and go and not even have everything figured out? Because society will put pressure on us too. Well, what's your plan? What's your 5-year plan? What's your 10-year plan? And you have to have everything figured out. And sometimes it's like, I don't know.
Right.
And being okay with that.
Right.
I know that I've lost some things. I'm transitioning. And I'm seeking God. And what if our full-time job was to just seek God? To seek God. And as we're seeking God, He's adding stuff. He's adding stuff to our life. He's just adding, and I'm just in my word, and I look up, He's adding this and He's adding that. And that's how it was for me. Like a lot of times as I'm seeking God, I'm just fine. I look up and I'm in situations and it's like, I know this was nothing but the grace of God. This is not me.
Right.
And so as we're talking about pain along the journey, it's okay.
Yeah, it does get better.
It's okay.
And developing that closeness with God and knowing that He's there for you.
Yes. And one of the things that I did to deal with my pain was journaling.
Oh, that's a good one too. I did do that.
Writing. Journaling turned into blogging.
I did that too.
Blogging. Yeah. Blogging turned into a book because now I have all of this stuff that I can just compromise into a book and share it. To help encourage other people who may be going through the same situation. So it's one of those things where you can turn like your pain into passion, which I'm an avid person for journaling. Mm-hmm. and writing things down and releasing things. And it worked for me because I didn't feel like I had a lot of people that I could talk to and trust with my pain. Mm-hmm. And trust with my hurt.
Right.
So I wrote it down and it was very therapeutic for me and I felt lighter. Mm-hmm. I felt lighter afterwards and I was able to move on. So I highly recommend when you're on your journey and you're losing some things and you feel the pain and you're mourning your old self. And the things that you used to do, mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. and the places you used to go, and it's okay because it's like even when I think about going back, it's like I wouldn't fit there because I don't have a desire to do those things anymore. But there was a time where I mourned that, like, oh, I missed when I did this, mm-hmm. or I missed when I did that.
Yeah.
And I write it down, I release it, and then I move on. So a longer journey, having those kind of little tools along the way to help you transition and to help you keep moving forward, mm-hmm. I definitely recommend journaling. It worked for me.
Yeah, I definitely journaled through that time period. A lot of stuff I don't reread, actually, because
right.
It was a lot of tantrums, you know, being written down about how I felt at the time. So it's nice to have gotten it down and to release it, like you said.
Yes.
And when I do read back, it's like, look how far I've come. Look what I've learned since then. And it's a place of reference.
Yes. And that's another thing about journaling. It's also a great place for you to look back and see how far you came. See how much growth. See how much you've grown and the things that you used to talk about, you don't even talk about anymore. It's like, I'm so over that. That was like
right.
So 3 years ago.
Right.
And so you start to see the growth within yourself, and it's a great tangible way to see the growth and where God has taken you from and what he has delivered you from.
Right. Right. And it's really just being complete and knowing that I can do this. I do have God by my side to be able to move forward. I was able to get over that situation that I thought was never going to stop happening. Or, I don't know, that guy I just love so much that I thought I would never get over. You know, it's just great to be able to reference back to that and really know yeah. that you can, with a full heart, full commitment, full of love, and being able to just move forward with your life and knowing that something better is there for you. And then when you get to the other side, you're just like, look what I was tripping over. Look at what I was saying. Look at what was not even a big deal. Now, I can't believe I was even talking about that or even crying for weeks. Cause I think I read my journal just a couple weeks ago and I was like, whoop. I mean, how many pages have we got here of the same topic, you know? But it was therapeutic for me. I needed it. It is. The hurt, it hurts.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with that. You have to know that it's okay for me to have feelings. And that a lot of people, I really think, and this could be like a whole another conversation, because I was talking to my mom about this the other day, where people, our society, don't want to have feelings. We're so quick to be like, I'm a wall, so you can't hurt me until I hurt you first, you know, type of deal. And we're just stripping ourselves of these emotions that God gave us. It's okay to feel unhappy and for somebody to know that you're unhappy. How can we help you if you're not, if we don't know what emotions you're dealing with and are in?
Right.
So it's really getting to yourself and really understanding that it's okay to have these feelings. I'm going to deal with them and then I'm going to move on.
Absolutely, because it's okay to have the feelings because we're human. God made us with feelings, but it's about managing those feelings,
oh,
right? Not keeping them bottled up. Even in my relationship, it's like I have to remember, like, he's not a mind reader. You know, I have to be able to communicate, to express myself,
right,
to let him know, you know, how I'm feeling at the time and not keeping everything bottled up. And then I just have an outburst and it's like, where the heck did that come from? And it's like, I don't even know. It just was in me.
Right.
You know, so it's about being able to managing those feelings, having an outlet to get things out when you need to release. And again, journaling is really, really worked for me and being able to express myself.
Yeah, I definitely think knowing your hurt is important. Expressing your hurt is important.
Yes.
And then giving that over to God is important.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by this episode. For additional resources to help you grow in life and in faith along your journey, visit jordansjourneycoaching.com. Until next time, God loves you so much, and so do I. Bye.